There was a moment of silence.
"Very well, unidentified ship,"
the voice said at last. Reluctantly, Han thought.
"Set your course at 284, speed 0.6 sublight."
Without waiting for an acknowledgement, the huge umbrella began to drift off.
"Stay with him, Chewie,"
Han told the co-pilot. Not that that would be a problem. The Falcon was faster and infinitely more maneuverable than anything that size.
"Shield Ship 9, what's our ETA for Niklon?"
"You in a hurry, unidentified ship?"
"How could we be in a hurry with this wonderful view?"
Han asked sarcastically, looking at the underside of the dish that filled pretty much the entire sky.
"Yeah, we're in kind of a hurry."
"Sorry to hear that,"
the other said.
"You see, if you had a slave circuit, we could do a quick hyperspace hop inward together and be at Niklon in maybe an hour. Doing it this way, well, it'll take us about 10.
Han grimaced.
"Great."
"We could probably set up a temporary slave circuit,"
Leia suggested.
"3PO knows the Falcon's computer well enough to do that."
Chewbacca half turned toward her, growling a refusal that left no room for argument. Even if Han had been inclined to argue, which he wasn't.
"Chewie's right,"
he told Leia firmly.
"We don't slave this ship to anything, ever. You copy that, shield ship?"
"Okay by me, unidentified ship,"
the other said. They all seemed to be taking a perverse pleasure in using that phrase.
"I get paid by the hour anyway."
"Fine," Han said. "Let's get to it."
"Sure."
The transmission cut off, and Han poised his hands over the controls. The umbrella was still drifting, but nothing more.
"Chewie, has he got his engines off standby yet?"
The Wookiee rumbled a negative.
"What's wrong?"
Leia asked, leaning forward again.
"I don't know,"
Han said, looking around. With the umbrella in the way, there wasn't a lot to see.
"I don't like it, though."
He tapped the transmitter.
"Shield Ship 9, what's the holdup?"
"Not to worry, unidentified ship,"
the voice came back soothingly.
"We got another craft coming in that also doesn't have a slave circuit, so we're gonna take you both in together. No point in tying up two of us, right?"
The hairs on the back of Han's neck began to tingle. Another ship that just happened to be coming into Niklon the same time they were?
"You have an ID on that other ship?"
he asked. The other snorted.
"Hey, friend, we don't even have an ID on you."
"You're a big help,"
Han said, muting the transmitter again.
"Chewie, you got an approach yet on this guy?"
The Wookiee's reply was short and succinct, and disturbing.
"Cute,"
Han growled.
"Real cute."
"I missed that,"
Leia murmured, looking over his shoulder.
"He's coming in from the far side of the shield ship's central pylon,"
he told her grimly, pointing to the interference brackets on the scanner scope.
"Keeping it between him and us where we can't see him."
"Is he doing it on purpose?"
"Probably,"
Han nodded, hitting his restraint release.
"Chewie, take over. I'm going to fire up the quads."